For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator John McCain remembered at a memorial service by former Arizona Senator John Kyle.
He had better instincts about how and when and where to assert American power than any other leader that I've known.
When others were looking into Vladimir Putin's eyes with an eye of understanding him and reaching accommodation with him, John, of course, said, I looked into his eyes and I saw KGB.
Members of the public began lining up beneath covered walkways for the opportunity to view the casket of McCain as the Vietnam War hero was lying in state in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol building. Mike Foley came in from San Diego to pay his respects.
He was a man with so much integrity and a man with such dedication to his country. Pretty unique.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator John McCain remembered at a memorial service by former Arizona Senator John Kyle.
He had better instincts about how and when and where to assert American power than any other leader that I've known.
When others were looking into Vladimir Putin's eyes with an eye of understanding him and reaching accommodation with him, John, of course, said, I looked into his eyes and I saw KGB.
Members of the public began lining up beneath covered walkways for the opportunity to view the casket of McCain as the Vietnam War hero was lying in state in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol building. Mike Foley came in from San Diego to pay his respects.
He was a man with so much integrity and a man with such dedication to his country. Pretty unique.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his post. He's the man who's most responsible for helping the Trump administration nominate federal judges for confirmation. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has some advice on who to choose as a replacement.
If I were the president, I'd pick somebody that understood the legislative branch, because if the Democrats take over the House, then he's going to be subpoenaed to death and investigated to death.
An Ohio prison is having drug overdoses. Almost two dozen people treated.
A few of the folks that felt lightheaded were given IV fluids. Other than that, Narcan was the core of what we did today.
Officials believe that the contraband fentanyl was in the air. Similar conditions prompting Pennsylvania to lock down all state correctional institutions. And in a related story, two more inmates have died with possible drug overdoses at a maximum security prison in southeast Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The comments by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that Ottawa will have a deal on NAFTA by a Friday deadline have encouraged U.S. lawmakers. John Clements has the report.
President Trump had set the deadline for Canada to join the agreement with the U.S. and with Mexico by Friday. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's encouraged by that comment from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I am hopeful that we will see Canada included in a trilateral agreement, because